Eric Allen in here inside the field house with New Jets defensive line coach Carl Dunbar and quality control assistant coach Brian Smith. Today we're going to talk about signature pass rush moves. Coach Dunbar, everybody needs a signature move, right?
I think it all starts with your get off. And a signature pass rush move is just something that enables you to get to a quarterback. And I think everyone has one, whether they believe it or not, they got an old standby that they go to when they get in trouble. And I think that the real thing we're talking about is signature move, and the best friend of a signature move is a counter move. I think the thing that we try to talk about, I've watched Calvin play, the thing he loves to do is to grab that pad and to swim over. And that's the thing. And once you get to the point where you are intimidating the offensive lineman with speed, and you can get him to open up, now his counter moves becomes the club and the rip underneath. Because all day long, you've been beating him on the edge. You've been beating him on the edge. Now, he says to himself, he's not going to beat me on the edge. And how can he stop that? He's going to really kick back. And when he kicks back, you come underneath and you club underneath and go to the quarterback.
Okay, if he doesn't beat a guy with speed, and this can be for any guy. Let's talk about a couple different ones. How about a rip?
Okay, well, a rip is a really good move when you got a guy engaged on you and he has his hands on you. Now he has his hands on you, you can't get him off. So we try to tell our guys, like always, get on the corner. We don't want to sit there and bull rush him. So if I convert from a bull rush to a rip, now I can turn his body and get on the edge. And we always try to tell our guys to rip underneath the elbow, not the armpit, because you put your arm in the armpit, they sit down on it and you can't get there. So we want to move a joint. We don't want to sit in a joint. We want to move an adjacent joint so they can't sit down and clamp you down. Because like we said, you only have 2.6, 2.7 seconds to get there.
How about a club?
A club?
Yeah.
That's another move. We tell our guys this. The yin and the yang. When he's a physical guy,
right,
I want to be a finesse guy. When I say physical, he's sitting at the line of scrimmage hard. Now I want to club him and go inside. Now, if he's sitting back, it's kind of hard for me to club him because he's retreating. Now this is when I want to be a physical guy. So the club comes in, you do, he tries to power you and punch you. Now you can bob him, club him, and go over the top.
What about the spin? When do you use that?
Spin move, same thing. When you into a guy, now, his pads are vertical. And we always tell our guys, you gotta make sure when you spin, his pads are vertical and he's high on you. Because when he's vertical and high, now you can sit on that stool and spin back. But if he's vertical and low, when you spin back, what happens? He's still
right
there. So what's the first thing with the spin move? Speed to get him up the field, get him turned, and now I can come back underneath.